NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Auckland Good Time Party duo Dad Jokes recently released their 5-song EP called Dog's Best Friend. The EP follows in the footsteps of their 2017 debut album Watch Out for the Bullies. Before that, they also released a couple of EPs. And I thought I'd get them in the studio to have a chat about it for Long Player. Matt Wall couldn't make it along, but I had a really good chat to Ian.
Is this your first time doing a dad jokes interview without Matt?
No, I had to do one. Have you ever met Marty Shropshnell?
I know the guy you mean. He lives in Australia with the big beard.
Yeah. He came over and I did one for the Bad Friends EP, and it was, he came to my house and it was really, really lovely and just nice, and he was just really intense, and at the end he's like, can you give me some stings for and I was like, what? He's like, you know, like, just people were like rock and roll and stuff, and he's like, can you do one? I was like, I guess. So I was like, this is Ian from Dad Jokes and rock and roll. And I couldn't be like the caveman and be like, whoa, I'm the party guy.
I always think about asking people to do stings for me after having these chats, and then I kind of like either forget or just chicken out. Like, I'm like, they don't want to do that.
Yeah. The best ones were us just at Whammy Bar. Sam and Rapley were just like recording us saying dumb stuff. And they used that for Dirtbag for a while. But I think they...
The organic sting.
Yeah, that's what you want.
So you've just put out Dog's Best Friend.
Yeah.
5-track EP. An EP seems to be a favorite format for dad jokes.
Yeah, we just really don't... by the time we've got like 4 or 5 songs really done, we're just so excited to just... do them and get them in recording, or one of us is going somewhere or we've got some time constraints. So we recorded this the day before, 2 days before I flew to Ireland last year.
Yeah, right.
And I was gone. So, and then D Stevens, who recorded and mixed and mastered, he was awesome. And we just, for a couple months while I was away, we're just sending tracks back and forth, and he was doing it for us. So it was awesome. Yeah.
With you heading to Ireland, where you were doing some writing, bits and pieces, was that kind of in your mind the end of dad jokes, or?
Yeah, it was definitely a uncertainty to the band, and we've definitely kind of put it a bit on the back burner because we both have heaps of stuff going. Matt's got Percy's Vintage, and that takes so much of his time. That's why he's not here today, because he's just so busy with that.
He's like neck deep in vintage clothing
and hats. He's just he literally has a room full of hats. It's like neck deep of hats.
Percy'sVintage.com.
Yeah, check him out at Percy's Vintage and Percy's Headwear on Instagram. Follow them. They're awesome. I find that I'm like their unofficial sales rep or something like that, because every time someone asks me about dad jokes and what's going on, it's like, well, Matt's in Percy's, and then there's like a 45 minute talk of me just like talking about Percy's and like showing people the website. I did that to James Danzy on the bus this morning.
You need to start taking commission.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty good to me. They'll throw me some t-shirts every once in a while.
So I want to ask you about some of the tracks from the EP.
Yep.
Starting with Bad Idea.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I love this track.
Okay. This is Matt's going to be really happy, because when I came back from Ireland, I wanted to change part of the song, the chorus, or not the chorus, the verses. And Matt was like, I've been listening to, I love this song so much. I've been listening to it nonstop since you went away. and this is the one I'm so excited about. I was like, I don't know, it's kind of, I'm not sure. And then we just didn't have time to change it. And I was like, let's just get the EP out. And so, yeah.
I think there's a couple of instruments that will always get me hooked into a song, or instruments, or like devices.
Yeah.
And a hand clap.
Yeah.
Is one of those.
Yeah, I love a hand clap. I want to put hand claps in everything.
I can't get enough of a hand clap. Yeah.
It's like it makes you just want to participate.
Hard out.
Yeah.
So with these hand claps and Bad Idea,
yeah.
Which were a good idea.
Yeah.
Did you layer them in afterwards, or did you have some friends in the studio? Like,
yeah, we layered it in afterwards with Dee and us and one of Dee's friends who's kind of helping out, just hanging around and
rolling cables and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. And we were, because I think we did it at SAE,
mm-hmm.
And so we were just like, oh, we should probably put some hand claps in there. I think we have hand claps on most of our records at some point. Yeah, they're great.
Tell me a little bit about the recording and the sound you wanted to achieve, because it's obviously got lo-fi tendencies. Is that something you guys actively think about when you go into a recording? Like,
well, most of what we want is to keep that live sensibility, because I think that's a lot of where our strength lie, is the kind of looseness of a live show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually we track everything live and then do vocals afterwards, and then maybe do some guitar overlays just to give like a doubling up of extra bass to it.
Mm.
And then we'll throw in some hand claps and some gang vocals and that kind of thing. I'd like to be as professional as possible with it, but I do like that very raw kind of sound. Yeah.
The next song, speaking of hand claps, also has hand claps, but some good woo-woos or ooh-oos,
yeah,
as well. Get Out of My Brain. The get out of my is, yeah, in brackets. What prompted the writing of this track? I feel like it's a bit of an overthinker's anthem in a way.
Yeah. That's pretty much me. And a lot of, I've had like quite a bit of like, as everyone does, like mental health stuff that I'm dealing with. And a lot of it is like that overthinking and the song started off as kind of like someone else, getting someone else out of your brain, but then it kind of felt more like it should be just, I need to get out of my brain and stop thinking about stuff. Mm. And yeah, so songs usually tend to kind of morph as they go. They'll be like a little nugget and then it'll reveal itself properly later on.
Because these songs are, lyrically at least, really revealing of you in a lot of ways and your internal dialogue, yeah. Monologue. Do you find that hard putting that out in a public forum as a complete song?
Not really. I mean, my lyric writing is a kind of strange one. Half of the songs I'm always planning on getting to like writing a bit more. Later on, like, oh, I've got this really great chorus, and it goes like this, and I'm not quite sure what the verses are yet. So I'm just going to put this one in for now, and then I'll just double it up, and then we learn the song, and then I never go back and finish writing the lyrics. and then it just becomes that. So, and I mean, I think that works as well, because we have the less lyrics we have, it's easier for, and the more we repeat them, it's easier for people to start singing along.
Yeah, Auckland's premier party band.
Thank you.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah, something. Because we've played weddings, so we can do that.
Have you?
Yeah, we played a wedding.
Several weddings?
A wedding.
But hey, open to more weddings.
Open to more weddings. The one wedding that we didn't play that everyone thought we were going to play was Matt's wedding. People were like, when are you guys playing? I see there's a snare over there. It's like, We're not playing. Someone just brought it. We're not playing.
Someone brought a snare to Matt's wedding?
I think that it was his and he was just dropping it off.
Oh, right.
But I don't know why it had to be at his wedding that they dropped it off. But, you know, that's how it is. what I was saying is that for me, it's kind of a way just to, I don't know, I'm not the most open person with strangers. And like, if you meet me, I'll just be like kind of quiet. And I'm trying to get better at being open. So, and there's something being on a stage that you can just feel so you can say whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I can't remember who it was on Commando on the record. Someone, it's like, I'm a commando, save Alyssa Milano. And someone was I think it was Harriet. And someone else, two people were like, is it Lamborghini Gelato that you say there? Or is it, there's another weird thing that they thought it was. And I was like, it's Alyssa Milano. It's not Lamborghini Gelato. So, yeah.
But you're like, I might use that in my next song.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lamborghini Gelato. Genius.
That's going to be my like childish Gambino solo project. Lamborghini Gelato.
I love it. I love it. In terms of the EP that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Dog's Best Friend is the next track and title track.
Yeah.
I have many questions.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start with the EP artwork.
Yeah.
Because when I heard the name of the EP, I was like, well, this is going to be... this is going to be Ian with Bobby,
yeah,
which is Matt's dog, yeah, for listeners. And then it's not you with Bobby.
No. So we, for years and years, were practicing at Tiger Spit. For those of you who never got to go there, it was a really amazing DIY house venue / practice space that our friends in Markdown I don't want to say ran, because it was just like they lived there and they put on shows. Mookie, the lead singer of No Brainers, her new band, and bass player for Markdown, her and Tom Anderson used to have the most amazing dog ever named Hooli. But she's passed away a couple of years ago. And she was like the queen of the house whenever she stayed. And it was like, we would go and practice for an hour, but we'd be there for 3 hours and just hanging out with Hooli and whatnot. So we always like, she's like, the best dog. So I wanted to, I don't know where it came from. I also just love dogs, and that kind of became about Hooli. And there's like the kind of bridge near the end where it's her world and we're just living in it was kind of this thing where we're just like, oh, she can do whatever she wants, because, you know, like, it's her world, we're just background noise. And it was really good. And also just the kind of chorus I like is the everything's gonna be all right, like, you're just gonna hang out with dog and it's gonna be fine. That's my favorite song that I've ever written.
Really?
Yeah. it's also got my favorite like vocal melody. When I did it, I was like, this is good. I don't write many of these, but like, this is good. So yeah,
I love that. That must be such a good feeling.
Yeah. And it was great. And we were practicing it and learning it in Tiger's Pit, and they could hear us from the garage practicing it. And they're like, that's such a good, they would come down and be like, this is good. This is good. I was like, yeah. The initial idea of the song was the Stooges, like, I want to be your dog.
Right.
And I was like, I don't want to be your dog. I want to be your dog's best friend. Like, that's my angle into this. And because, yeah, there's been like a lot of songs that I like play on that, like, I don't want to be your dog, or I want to be your dog, or whatever. And I was like, nah, I just want to be mates with your dog, because we can hang out and like we can play in the park or go to the beach. And then
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. And I like this progression of dad jokes from writing pizza songs earlier on to now like songs about dogs.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm like, you said earlier, like, there's always been kind of like a correlation where I've like hidden my feelings and our like confidence and stuff like that, of my how I feel about stuff, and Waster and all those stuff. They're all the songs are kind of about me, but like how I don't feel like I'm good enough. This is like a free therapy session. It's great.
Hey, Ian, I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time and listening to this, whoever's listening, and I just want to let you know that.
I like how you got really deep into the microphone for that moment.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I think it's really easy to draw parallels with the dad joke sound and say, like, you know, it's got a real Ramones vibe, or I hate doing that to musicians because I'm always like, if I'm going to say this band, are you going to like recoil in terror?
Yeah.
But are there sonic influences you guys talk about when you're writing songs for this EP in particular, I guess?
They're often kind of, a lot of them are like our friends' bands and stuff like that, that we're listening to, like, and we'll like say like, not on this record, but like a previous one, with the song Party Sub, we would say like, that's got average times drums, and like our friends back in Ottawa. And so like, that just how Steph would play the drums, it's kind of like a swingy beat, and we're like, oh, that's got like the average times kind of drums. Another big one is like Mike Kroll, and his kind of, that guy's just like the most amazing musician and songwriter, and he just knows what's going on. So trying to get that sound. And I don't necessarily openly think of like, maybe we'll talk about, oh, I really like the speed of this song, or this like hooky riff. And so I guess probably for this record, because it's a bit faster, probably a lot of stuff I was listening to was kind of like Mark Mend Radioactivity kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And Saw You on the Street is definitely kind of a feel to that kind of like real like late 2000s pop punky kind of power pop kind of sound. So
that was the next song I wanted to ask you about, because it's the next on the EP.
Yeah. Transitions.
It starts with the car starting out. I love a little bit of effects in there.
It starts kind of like right away. It just kind of felt a little weird just to kind of kick right into it. Mm. And it's like, oh, we need something. And the car fit, the car sound fit, because I was in Toronto a couple years ago with my really good friends, and we were hot. We were like literally getting into the car, and I saw someone I'd met two or three times, 10 years ago, coming down the street. I was like, is that so-and-so? I don't remember her name. I remember her face, and this is going to be really awkward because she's not going to remember me at all, but I just have a thing with faces. And so I was like, I just need to get in this car, and I need to like not be here. And then I just like ducked and cowered in the back seat of a car and while this person who had no idea walked by. And
now there's a whole song about them that they'll never know exists.
Yeah, it's great. they were like a friend of a friend in university, and I met her like twice, and she was really cool, and I was like, oh, that looks like so-and-so. I don't think I remember her name. I want to say it's like Morgan or something, but that's like probably all wrong.
If you're out there, Morgan or something, yeah, or the something. Song's for you.
In Toronto. Yeah.
Hey, we have listeners all over the globe.
Yeah. I just wanted to specify. I know a lot of Morgans here, so.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Morgan in Toronto, this
yeah.
is for you.
Yeah.
Saw you on the street.
Closing song on the EP is Watch Out.
Yeah. Which is quite funny because it was actually the title of our full-length record.
Well, I was going to bring this up, but you did it
yeah.
for me.
And
so was it like something you wrote for the record? And then
yeah, so we recorded it in, I think, 2017. And we recorded it with Ed Caslow, who's Dictaphone Blues, at his studio Mezzanine in Marin.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like 2 or 3 days of the record, and we thought we had more songs than we did, and we're like, ah, oh, we'll just, this will be fine. I think it's like 9 songs, 10 songs. And I just thought, the record was Watch Out for the Bullies. Okay, so I probably said this in previous interviews, but Watch Out for the Bullies is something my mom said to us when we went on tour 1 year. And she's like, stick together and watch out for the bullies.
Aww.
And I don't know who the bullies were, but I think she just wanted us to be safe because my mom's super lovely. And so she said, watch out, stick together, watch out for the bullies. And so what I had envisioned was like, I'll write an opening track called Watch Out. And then a finishing track that said, is stick together. And then I wrote Watch Out like the day of the last recording session. And I kind of had something for Stick Together. And Matt was like, we don't have time. I was like, it'll be so cool. It'll be great. We can just like, no. He's like, we don't have time. The song's like 1:10 or something. He's like, yeah, we don't have time.
Watch out for the bullies.
That was Ian from Dad Jokes talking about their new EP, Dog's Best Friend. You can listen to that on Bandcamp. Also, you can catch them live at Loserpalooza, which is happening in Tauranga on Saturday, the 17th of August. They'll be playing alongside a huge lineup. To name a few, there's Repairs, Mason Clinic, Nuggies, Bulk Bogan, Growing Downs, who else have we got? No Brainers, Contenders, Edward Gaines, and the Human Remains. I'm getting tangled because there's so many. Tombs, the GCs, Dateless. Yeah, heaps. It's door sales only, and all proceeds are going to Lifeline. So, really, really awesome event. Yeah.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.